Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
All right, moving on now. So we have said time and time again, look, back in the day, infidelity was so much easier because you didn't leave a digital footprint of where you're going, right? Nowadays, that is different. And our intern, Haley, was her iPad that caught the dude.
Yeah, no, it was his iPad, because I'd been with this guy for about a year at this point. Terrible relationship already. Like, it should not have lasted more than a month, probably, but I was 17. And I was going to Chattahoochee Tech at the time, and the campus was a lot closer to his house. So sometimes I would spend the night at his house, wake up in the morning, he'd go to work, and I would just kind of wait and then go to class because it was way closer. And over like a week before this had happened, I kept him trying to like sneakily check my phone and go through it. And every time I called him, I was like, you don't have to hide this. Ask me if you don't trust me, and I will happily hand over my phone, my password. He knew everything.
You're not doing anything wrong.
Right.
Whatever, dude.
Exactly.
Here it is.
I was
full
like,
access.
Sure. But the second you try to do it behind my back, I automatically need to know I need to check yours.
Okay.
Within a heartbeat, I was like, he's hiding something. He's projecting. So, but the thing is, the password on his phone, he changed it once a week. Once every week, he changed the password on his phone, which I should have just known and walked away at that point.
I mean, that's a huge red flag. That's a for sure red flag, right? Like, what was his excuse even for doing that?
I'm just a really secure person in my finances. I'm like, you're 22 and you still live at your mom's.
You're going to give me for my money.
Yeah.
What money?
He's trying to hide how little he has, I guess.
He left something off the front of secure and that's in. He's a very insecure person to be doing all that.
Yeah. And the one morning he left and I looked at his iPad. I was like, that's been sitting there for a while. I don't think he goes on it often. Like, let's see if it's the old password that I did know. So I typed it in and sure enough, it opened up and I was like it sounded like angels were singing and I should have just walked out that moment.
Was it angels or was it like coming from the devil?
Probably both.
All right.
And so I went through his iPad. I opened up Instagram. I mean, like all of his iCloud stuff was linked. So like I had his whole phone here. No chance of being caught. He was gone. I was like, I have so much power right now. And so I opened Instagram and I go through all of the direct messages.
Oh,
and
God.
I genuinely would be shocked if it was less than 100 different girls.
Yeah.
All through DMs. I mean, messages from when I was like in Florida with my family for like a break, like a school break or something. And he was texting girls from like Chicago and like California, like, I'll buy you a plane ticket. Come stay with me. Come stay with me. Like, let's go to Atlanta, take cool pictures together. And I'm like, what? And so then I go into his camera roll. I mean, again, hundreds of girls, just naked pictures of different girls.
Wow.
And the worst part, I think, that showed just kind of how broken I was in this relationship is the part that hurt the most wasn't the fact that he was doing this. It was that I looked nothing like any of these girls.
That was the worst part?
That was the worst part, genuinely.
Did they all have like a similar look? Like, does he have a type?
Yes. They were all Hispanic. They all had long, luscious brown hair, big brown eyes, dark tan skin. I was platinum blonde, blue eyes, short hair, pale skin. Like, I looked nothing like these girls.
You were the exotic one.
I was. Yeah. I don't know. And so I saw this and like I texted him immediately. I was like, hey, so what's this? And I sent him the screenshot of one direct message. And then I watched on the iPad all of them just start to disappear.
Oh, damn, bro.
And he was like, that was just a friend. And I was like, you think I sent you all of my evidence? Like, I have so much more than this. And so I left his house. I didn't go to class. I drove like 30 minutes to where he worked and I busted the door open and I saw his boss and I was like, where is he? And he was like, he's back there. Why? And I was like, you'll see. And so I opened the door to his office.
Gave him up right there.
Yeah, there he is.
Let me walk you to him.
You're 17 and he's 17 at the time?
No, I was 17. He was 21.
Okay.
So, yeah, it was a bad thing. But I walk into his office. I don't even remember what I said because I just, like, I was so adrenaline filled and angry and hurt. And I started screaming at him and I walked out. And his excuse, later he actually texted me. And I said it was a bad relationship. We had, like, once a day probably. There was, like, we're done. Like, I can't do this anymore. But, like, we would stay in communication. There was never, like, a clean break. You know when you're talking to someone, you're like, I don't know if we can do this anymore. But then you keep talking. You're like, obviously, you're still.
Sure.
Right.
And you're 17. Again, you're 17 at the time.
Right. His excuse, he said, what I did was when we technically and realistically did not have current ties and were not in standing of being in a relationship. This isn't a business deal, my dude.
What is this legal jargon he's throwing in here?
Like, you're a college dropout. I don't know why you're talking like this.
It's like he went to the legal department at work where he got busted. Yeah. Can you help me with this?
And I was like, what are you talking about? He's like, if you check the timestamp of every single message, it's when, like, the 5 minutes that you said, I can't do this anymore. And I was like,
whatever.
That's your excuse?
Whatever.
Wow.
So dumb.
Also, here's the lesson, too, on this one. Because you know this dude, when you left, is like, isn't she crazy? This is the reason why I'm leaving. How many times have we said this? Behind every crazy woman is a dude that pushed her into crazy.
Yep.
That's exactly what happened right there.
Yep.
The Burt Show.